Family First, Ruth speaking.
Hi, Ruth. This is Sydney calling from Keystone First. We spoke yesterday regarding Miss Carolyn Darden.
Yes.
Okay. So I just wanted to follow up with you. There was a little bit of confusion with her authorization, so I'm putting everything in today. I just want to make sure, do you have a caregiver that would be able to start with her on the 24th on Saturday?
Yes.
Okay. And that caregiver can't start tomorrow, right?
So I don't believe, I don't believe she can start tomorrow, but Carolyn is pretty desperate for the authorization to be in by Saturday, so the caregiver can be able to start. She called me just before.
Okay, yeah, she called me as well, but I was
training. Called you as well.
So I'm going to be putting in the authorization today. It's going to start on 1/24/26. So on Saturday will be the start date. Now, since I'm submitting it on a Thursday, you won't actually see it in the system until Monday. Will that still be okay?
Not really, because we don't, we don't allow the caregivers to start working before we actually see the authorization, because we say we can't guarantee anything. We can't guarantee payment until we actually see it. So is there any way to expedite it?
I physically can't because it goes through the utilization management team. What I can do is I can send it over to my supervisor and see if she could contact them, because once I put it in, it's in their hands. so what I'll do is today's Thursday. Okay, so I'm going to submit this now, and then I'm going to email my supervisor right away and see if she could escalate it with them.
I appreciate that. That way, if we get it if we see it in the system by tomorrow, we can have the 8 start. Otherwise, the 8 is not going to start right away. And Carolyn is not very happy about it, as you know.
It's unfortunate that she decided this yesterday. So even if I submitted it yesterday, probably would. But there was a lot of confusion with it. So we got everything figured out, and because it's close to the weekend is where we're running into an issue, too.
Oh, okay.
So what I'll do is I'm just going to do that. I'm going to submit that right now for the change of services. So then your caregiver will get the 42 hours, and then you should – hopefully you'll see it by Friday, I'm hoping.
Okay, I appreciate that. And another thing, I just want to make sure that you have the correct agency just to avoid any future confusion, because there's another home care agency with the same name as us, so it can sometimes get confusing.
Yeah, can I get your provider ID?
Yes, give me a moment.
Sure.
That's 307-828-94.
828-94?
Yes.
Okay, great. And then your address as well.
1 Winding Drive, Suite 205 in Philadelphia.
And it's called Family First Home Care, right?
I'm sorry?
Family First Home Care? No.
It's Family First Care, not home.
Family First Care, okay.
Yeah.
Just make sure I'm pulling it up.
If you want, I can send you everything by email or text. That would be easier.
I found it.
Oh, you got it. Okay, good.
So, they just drove us Family First Home Care.
It does?
The address is the same. Yeah, 1 Winding Drive.
Okay.
Suite 205.
So that's the correct one. I guess you have it as home care.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, no problem. I'm going to send this over, and then I'll keep you posted, okay?
Okay, great. Let's hope we'll have it for tomorrow.
Yes, hopefully.
I appreciate that.
No problem. Have a good one.
You too.